It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, August 5th, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 6 inbounders, we have 6 outbounders, and we have 2 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds, 10 to 15 knots, rising to 15 to 20 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north, 3 feet at 5 seconds apart, northwest swells, 4 feet at 10 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about the famous Buoy 10 fishery. What does that mean? And why are there so many small boats out on the river? And how you can stay safe with those big ships out there if you're fishing on the river. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got our first inbounder this morning came into the Astoria anchorage at about 5:30 a.m. She's the Artemisio. Arriving from South Korea, and she's going to be going upriver to pick up potash at the port of Portland eventually. She came into the anchorage at about 5:30 this morning. The Despina D, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there by about 9:30 a.m. The SM Busan is arriving from Seattle, headed for the port of Portland. She's a big container ship, about 1,000 feet long. Passing Astoria around 1:30 p.m., she'll be in Portland by about 7:30 this evening. The Crystal Ray is a car carrier arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She has brand new Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 3 p.m. and be in Portland by about 9 p.m. The Santa Johanna is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Crims Island Anchorage. That's on the north side of the ship channel, a little bit downriver from Longview. She'll be picking up weed eventually upriver. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. We'll see her at the Crims Island Anchorage around 6:30 p.m. And the Sophia is arriving from Central America, headed for the port of Vancouver. I think she's carrying wind energy equipment. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 11:30. And our outbounders, we have the TS Echo. She's a bulk carrier leaving the port of Portland with potash on board. She left about 3 a.m. and will probably pass Astoria outbound at about 9 a.m. The ATB Vision is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Themis is leaving the Vancouver anchorage, carrying wheat at about noon, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Kaimon Galaxy is leaving Vancouver. Oh, she's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Anzac Green River is leaving the port of Portland with soda ash on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The La Frenée is leaving Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have 2 vessels awaiting orders, the Mamma Mia and the Apollon. Well, if you live near the mouth of the Columbia River here in Oregon and Washington, you've probably heard of the Buoy 10 fishing season. It's a salmon fishery, and it happens near the mouth of the river every year. Buoy 10 fishing is happening right now, from August 1st to October 15th. The term fishery in this case refers to a season for catching fish. This fishery exists primarily because of the kind of fish a salmon is. You may have heard this word, anadromous. Anadromous fish are born in fresh water, but they spend most of their lives in salt water and then return to fresh water to spawn. Salmon, steelhead, and some species of sturgeon are examples of anadromous fish. Just to explain a little more, the Pacific Ocean is salt water and the Columbia River is fresh water. So while our salmon here locally spend most of their lives in the Pacific Ocean, they return to the Columbia and other rivers on the West Coast to breed. That means large numbers of them are traveling through the area at the mouth of the river around this time of year, coming into the river to spawn upstream. The fishery is right in the path of that migration of fish. Without that anadromous characteristic that salmon have, there would be no Buoy 10 season or the plentiful fish that it provides for anglers. A little more about the name of this fishery, Buoy 10. That name refers to an actual buoy on a chart. And if you get a chart, and you should if you're going to fish the river, you can find its location near where the river meets the sea. So in terms of this fishery, Buoy 10 refers to an actual navigational buoy in the river, as well as an area on the lower Columbia that has its own specific set of fishing regulations. The Buoy 10 fishing zone starts inside the mouth of the Columbia River, about 1 mile from the ocean, and it's defined by a line that runs through the actual buoy number 10, which is red. So buoy 10 marks the downriver edge of the fishery zone. The fishing area extends approximately 20 miles upriver to a line that runs from Tongue Point on the Oregon side of the river to Rocky Point on the Washington side. All waters within this zone are called buoy 10 for the purposes of this fishery. At this time of year, we see a lot of small open boats in this part of the river, so you'll see a lot of them off downtown Astoria with people fishing. And this time of the year, perhaps more than any other, is a time when recreational boaters and the commercial ships in the river interact. So it's important to know about how that all works and what the law is and what you need to be aware of for your own safety if you're out in a small boat here right now. First of all, and this is a common sense thing, not just a law thing, although it is the law, ships rule on the Columbia. From a common sense point of view, they're big and heavy, they have no brakes, and they also have a huge blind spot in front of them where they can't even see you if you get in their way. So they could crush you like a bug and not even realize it. So for those reasons, if no other, stay the heck out of the shipping channel at this time. If you don't live to get home with the fish you caught, I'd say it's not a really good day of fishing. But in terms of the law, ships rule there as well. It's illegal to interfere, meaning get in the way, of a commercial vessel like a ship or even a pilot boat. This means you need to fish outside the navigational channel, which is defined by buoys, which you can find on your chart. Now, if you don't have any idea what I'm talking about when I say buoys and charts, you need to get a little more information before you go out on the river. On the Columbia, and our whole region for that matter, when it comes to the water, what you don't know can actually kill you. So as a result of there being a lot of boats on the river right now with ships, we tend to hear a lot of ship horns blowing on the river around this time because ships are sounding their horns when small boats are dangerously in the way. So you might say, why are these ships being so cranky about this and why don't they just go around the boats? Because the ship channel is narrow, ships draw a lot of water, and they can't go outside the channel or they'd run aground. Also, maneuvering them is tricky and slow. It's not like just turning the steering wheel on your car or even on a small boat. So the chances of them being able to go around you without squishing you in the process are slim. So this means if you're out there in a boat and there's really no other way I can say it, use your common sense. This approach has many plus sides. It means you get to live. You get to fish. And the bar and river pilots get to have fewer new gray hairs during buoy 10 season. So think of it this way. It's a big river for small boats. They can go pretty much anywhere. So there's plenty of room out there and plenty of fish. Enjoy. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.